You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Eddie Gross, Joe Ostrowski, and Aaron Hawksworth here with you. That, of course, was Rory McIlroy speaking just prior to the start of the Canadian Open, which is beginning tomorrow, talking about LIV Golf and how much he hates it and how this brand new merger between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf will look and how it might feel. But McIlroy still has some really strong views as far as not liking LIV and how this could really impact the future of golf. You know, Joe, earlier in the broadcast, I asked you how you were feeling about this merger 24 hours after the fact. And when I think about my own feelings pertaining to this merger, I've gone from outrage to fear, in large part because when I look at the dollar figures that were being invested into LIV Golf, even though very few people were watching and it wasn't necessarily taken seriously and the reputation wasn't that strong, the Saudi Sovereign Wealth Fund reportedly poured in $3 billion into LIV Golf. The Saudis were always going to have the upper hand when it comes to the money battle between the two sides. There's a reason why they were offering Tiger Woods reportedly $800 million and others nine figures, because they could do that. And the PGA Tour, in all likelihood, was never going to be able to keep up. So when you look at PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan, take the emotions and take the feelings out of it for just one second. I'm not saying they shouldn't be back in there, and I'm not saying you shouldn't ultimately call him a hypocrite, but take the emotions out of it for one second. He was in a losing battle when it came to going up against LIV Golf with all of the money and resources that they were investing into it. And ultimately, Monahan's goal and his job is to keep the PGA Tour afloat. And so even though this may look like a bad merger, a bad deal, it's entirely possible that Monahan did not have any other options because the Saudi Public Investment Fund has so much money that they can invest, and it's really, really difficult to keep up. Keep in mind, too, when it comes to the Saudis, that the Saudi Soccer League, which signed Cristiano Ronaldo to a $200 million contract last year, wanted to pay more than $1 billion in wages to bring about other 20 foreign stars, including Lionel Messi. So when it came to soccer, the Saudis were also investing heavily. Now, Messi, this has been reported not that long ago, that he's going to come out and say that he is going to Major League Soccer and enter Miami. So Messi is not going to join that group, you know, as far as the Saudi Soccer League. But at the same time, they are doing their darndest to sports wash. And with all of the resources they have, they may very well succeed in that regard, Joe.
Yeah, yeah. I believe it was a month ago, 60 Minutes in that entire segment on sports washing and what is happening, chronicling a lot of the things that we're talking about here. That Rory clip was from yesterday. Was that yesterday or this morning? Because
I thought that was this morning.
Okay. Okay.
I know he's saying this morning.
He's come out. Okay. There's a lot of strong stuff that Rory is going through. Like, he's putting all of his cards on the table and all of his very strong opinions on what's gonna happen and how he feels about this. I mean, he's out there saying, it's hard for me not to sit up here and feel somewhat like a sacrificial lamb. I wonder if Rory is speaking for much of the tour. Wow. It felt like things were fine between the players when the LIV players were participating in the majors. They can get through that weekend. It's fine. I wonder if that's going to be the case moving forward and how this is all going to work. I can't say that any of us really know. And it's what you're talking about, Ed, about how scary it is, where the power lies. Like, I don't know what's going to happen moving forward. I don't think any of us really understand.
I need Full Swing season 2.
They were there.
Right now. Oh man, really?
Were they?
Yeah, one of the producers tweeted out, "Yes, we've been here all day yesterday. Like we caught it all. Like all the reaction. Oh,
you got to edit this together ASAP. The people need it." Wow. Wow. In those meetings, because even I saw Max Homa tweeting, like, I've been a golfer and a caddy all my life. All of a sudden, I find myself on all these business calls today. Like, right. He was like, what is going on?
Yeah. I might actually watch an episode of Full Swing if they're going to cover that. But
yeah, there will be some insights there. By the way, we got to tack this on. Bryson DeChambeau was on CNN last night.
He said
it's time for Americans to quote unquote move forward and forgive Saudi involvement in 9/11.
My jaw
hit the floor when I read that.
Yeah. Yeah. He's also saying on CNN that he wants to stay out of politics. You're on CNN. You're on CNN. And what are you talking about? Yeah. Yeah. I don't. Greed is a hell of a thing, hell of a drug. And that's so exactly what we're seeing here.
And we've all known that about Bryson.
He's dumb.
He's an idiot.
Yeah, for years. Yeah.
This is one of the quotes from Rory.
He's also out there saying he feels bad. He feels bad for the guys that missed out on the live money. Oh, thank you.
Oh, I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does.
Rory said at the end of the day, money talks. You'd rather have them as a partner. So, like, even as spurned as he was, at the end of the day, he's in it for the money too.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code ODYSSEY. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It just seems like, you know, when you try to do the right thing and be loyal to the PGA Tour and kind of, you know, protect that legacy and the prestige that it has, and then you get burned, I'd be so mad. Ugh.
Absolutely. And I wonder at the same time, like, if Monahan didn't have any other options, that the PGA Tour was going to evaporate because LIV Golf just had so much money and so many resources. And then also, too, there's the legal element because of all the litigation between the two. Maybe some other things would come out, and then that would put the PGA Tour in an even more disadvantageous position. There are a lot of moving parts here that could have made Monahan's job that much tougher just to keep the tour alive. And again, I'm not saying he handled this well, not at all, but sometimes in really bad circumstances, you run out of good options. And this may have been the least awful of all of the options available to him.
Go ahead, Paul.
Just bringing it full circle. Like, so Monahan's a distraction right now. This whole thing's a distraction right now. Like, RBC, kind of whatever. Like, if we have some plays, we can give them out in the next couple minutes, or lightning bets. But as far as the U.S. Open coming up, like, someone like Rory, who has been the sacrificial lamb, who has been front and center, you can't not be distracted right now. Like, forget about RBC. But, like, would you fade him at the U.S. Open, and or if Monahan is gone, if that happens between now and the U.S. Open, it's like, all right, you know what? We got rid of that headache. We're moving forward. Like, does it affect anything? Let's think more about the U.S. Open. Any further thoughts on how that will impact how you're looking at the U.S. Open or anything like that coming up?
Well, I was going to talk about RBC. Okay. We're in the heat of this now. Look at what Rory's dealing with. And he's at the podium everywhere he goes. Nobody's talking about Rory three-peat. That's what is supposed to be the storyline this week. It's supposed to be about a Rory three-peat at the Canadian Open, and nobody cares about that. And Rory is now the face of the PGA Tour. He's the face of golf fans that we're hoping for that the right thing. Man, is he not distracted? We're a betting network, so this is where it goes. I mean, he's the runaway favorite here. He's won it the last two times. Nobody else has won here since 2018. That was when DJ won. Do we fade Rory?
Yeah.
Golf has to be the last thing on his mind. Now, there are some athletes in a situation like this where I would say, no, laser focus. He's going to have that look in his eye where maybe you would back them. I would tend to look on the fade side.
Yeah, I think the same. I mean, that hashtag narrative with Rory is pretty much the only thing that has me interested in the RBC Canadian Open, just because I'm so curious to see how he responds. He is the favorite. He won it twice, like you said, and he was someone I was looking to fade even before. And then last week, it seemed like he was maybe starting to turn things around, and now all this blows up in his face. Oh, man. It's going to take a lot of strength to block all that out and perform well this weekend.
My answer is that, first off, a lot of the top players aren't playing in the Canadian Open. Rory is, and you know, a couple of other, you know, high profile guys are, but for the most part, this is the middle class and lower class playing in a tournament like this. So, you know, I was already, exactly, Aaron, I was expecting to fade Rory as a plus 450 favorite already, with Tyrrell Hatton being second shortest at 11-1. So there's also already a massive drop off from first place to second place. But let's say McIlroy misses the cut for whatever reason because he's too distracted. Well, now he's got some time and space to calm himself down and be prepared for the U.S. Open. So the short answer, Paul, is it doesn't affect my handicapping too much, just because those who would be in contention at the U.S. Open will have some time to digest this anyway. And the guys who are playing at the Canadian Open, like Rory, they may not make the cut anyway, and then they'll have that additional time to digest it. So in that regard, it's not affecting my U.S. Open bets very much. This is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Coming up next, Jason Logan brings us his favorite bets for Game 3 of the NBA Finals right here on the BetQL Network.